My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ah yes, year number 2 of the Cleveland Browns and the Greenbrier. What a perfect way to launch into football the way it should be at the Greenbrier.
Musical perfection right here.
I could see Daryl and Mary Kay getting ready for the first dance.
You think Zach Jackson's in a 3-piece?
How could you not
Absolutely.
Be?
Absolutely. The guy's got class.
Is anybody rocking a bolo?
Tops and tails. Tops and tails.
Don't forget, follow
there's
all the...
There's at least one Browns media member with a bolo right now. At least one, if not two.
Any speculation?
I don't want to put names out there.
Don't forget, you can follow all the news surrounding training camp and the baseball trade deadline. 923 The Fan of the Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how online. T-Mobile.com/switch. We've got Mary Kay
Jeff
Cabot
Chanel
at 820. You think Chanel?
What about Dan Lobby?
Cam Justice?
Main Justice.
Look, it is the who's who. That's going to be down in Berea, make that Greenbrier. See there, I did screw it up. Down yeah, to Greenbrier. And so I'm interested. I do. I say Berea because it feels weird. It does feel weird because when training camp would begin, even when fans weren't permitted to be there at the start of camp, there would be a contingent of the rowdy fans, the face paint, some of the campers. You'd see that excitement for training camp. But this is exactly what I think Stefanski and the organization want to be away from. They don't want to be involved in that. But on the other side of things, obviously the fans kind of feel like they're missing out. What, they're getting 6 camp dates this year?
Right, that number's going down, and I don't think that's a good thing for fans, and I think that is something that fans should be upset about, and there are fans that are upset about that. And when training camp opens up, what is this, 5 hours away? It's, what, a 5-hour drive to the Greenbrier? When it's that far away.
But what is it
away,
when you have a private jet?
Not that far. Probably 35
30
minutes.
30 minutes?
If that. But when it's that far away, it doesn't feel like training camp is actually going on. Does that make sense? Like, I understand we're going to get reports. There's going to be media there. I get all of that. But when it's in Berea, it feels like football season has arrived. And right now, it doesn't. I don't get that feeling. I don't get that same excitement from the fan base as when training camp had been in Berea, even though this team is better than almost any time training camp has been in Berea in the new Browns history. But I don't get that same excitement because it feels like it's further away because it's not a local training camp.
Now, what about when the guys start talking, they're going to have their press conferences, when you start to see videos and images of the guys stretching and going through, you know, the shells, like, does that get you pumped up a little bit?
Maybe a little bit, but not as much as if it were at Cross Country Mortgage Campus or whatever it's called in Berea. That matters. Just, it makes it feel a little bit more real when I know the team is at its facility and not on a camping trip, essentially. Like, it feels as if this is the last hurrah before training camp starts. Like, it's the end of vacation. I realize it's not, but it does feel that way to me. And maybe I'm wrong for feeling that. And you feel free to tell me if I am, but that's just, that's the way I look at this.
But they cannot stop talking about how integral they thought last year going to the Greenbrier was, which is interesting. Ironically, yeah, I remember tweeting at some point towards a later stage of the season, the amount of guys that were making big plays for the Browns that were not at Greenbrier. I mean, we were going over, you know, some of those games, when it, whether it was the kicker in Hopkins, whether it was Kareem Hunt, whether it was Joe Flacco.
Right.
The amount of guys that were, you know, doing big things that weren't even down there to begin with. But I understand what they're trying to foster and how they feel like they don't want to mess with a good thing, because they were able to deal with all the adversity of the injuries last year. It was like one after another, especially at the start of the year, the things that were thrown at this team that they were able to overcome. I think they thought the root of that, or at least a lot of it, was built and fortified down there at training camp.
And I get that. And if you have found something that works, keep doing it. And I don't blame the Browns for doing this. My personal opinion here doesn't mean that it's wrong, doesn't mean they shouldn't be doing this, because it brings, I think, a little bit less excitement for fans that it doesn't feel like training camp is actually here because it's so far away. But if it works, if this is what the Browns believe gets the best out of the Browns, that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, I don't care about how excited I am for training camp. I don't care exactly if where it is. If it helps the Browns win, that's what I care about, and that's what fans should care about. If this is something that they feel makes them a better football team on the field opening day against the Dallas Cowboys, do it. That's exactly what should be done.
Well, it was interesting yesterday. Solomon Wilcox was on with the afternoon show, and the question before the show came up about how drama-free this training camp has been. And look, they got everything ironed out outside of some guys on a pup list, notably Nick Chubb. Outside of that, you know, Amari Cooper is going to be there at training camp. They're going to be able to install the new offense. Here's Solomon Wilcox on how everything got ironed out with Amari Cooper and Andrew.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Barry.
You know, we always have a saying, at least Mike Tomlin does, that we want volunteers, not hostages. And you see around the league, these wide receivers are expecting to be paid, and many teams have decided to hold their players hostage, right? No, Andrew Berry said, no, we're going to do right by Amari Cooper, make sure that as he came into camp, we know how good he is, a great route runner, phenomenal receiver. They made sure he was taken care of, that he's happy coming to work. And I think that's how you build a football team.
Yeah, so they took care of that. Although, you know, the one part where he says they did right by him, I'm sure Amari would probably think, well, if they truly did right by me, I'd have a guaranteed contract for next year.
Right.
At well, that level I want to be at. But I that was he, probably not going to happen.
He probably wanted a deal that was 2 or 3 years after this year. And I totally get where he's coming from, but I get where the Browns are coming from, too. So I am glad that that situation was taken care of. The volunteers over hostages line, I think, is so overrated. It's so overplayed. I'm sick and tired of it. Like, these guys make, for the most part, make millions of dollars. I'm not calling them volunteers. They're there to do a job. Calling them volunteers is foolish. I'm so tired of that Mike Tomlinism.
Are you so tired that Mike Tomlin gets credit for the line?
Well, no, I'm tired of the line, period. Like, I don't care if Mike Tomlin got credit for it or if it was a Kevin Stefanski thing or whoever. That doesn't matter to me so much as, like, I'm not calling these guys volunteers. Yeah, you want your players to be happy in the situation that they're in, but they're not hostages no matter what. They're getting paid millions of dollars. They're not volunteers. They're not hostages. These are professional athletes. Treat them as such.
And it could be worse. I mean, imagine, you know, San Francisco, obviously they have a lot of expectations. Obviously they've had a bunch of success. They've been to the Super Bowl, you know, a few times. They've been right there. And now they got guys like Trent Williams saying, I need to get paid. And that's what happens when you win. It's the good problem to have, obviously, because you can imagine if the Browns were in the Super Bowl last year and were right there, I imagine guys like Myles Garrett probably be like, all right, new contract. Let's go.
And
I'm the best defensive player in football.
I want every player to be able to make the most amount of money during their career that they can make. That I hope all those guys can absolutely make the most amount of money possible.
I don't think every fan thinks that.
No, they don't, but I want them to.
See, that's very nice. That's very nice, Danny Cunningham.
Well, I'm going to root for players over owners. Like, I hope that the salary cap keeps going up and these guys can be generationally wealthy.
And that is happening. Yeah. That's
what I hope. Like, that's why with basketball, I'm happy to see the numbers that keep coming in. I think that
even when it gets to 100 million?
Yeah. Like, I think that's great because, you know, if someone in basketball is making 100 million, you know what the owner is making? Billions. Like, that doesn't just because someone's making up. Would you rather a player make less so the owner could make more? I wouldn't.
I do think there is a fan sentiment that the more money these guys make, that the less inclined they are to care. I do notice that sentiment is always out there, and that's clearly not true for everyone, because obviously there are guys that try to play in every single game that you see, especially in the playoffs, you see them compete at the highest level and, you know, leave it all out there, whether it's on the football field or the basketball floor. Like, there are guys that do that regardless of, you know, what dollar amount they have by their name.
Right. And I think that the load management is what always gets brought up here, and we talked about it a little bit with football and how I don't think it's going to come to football because the wins mean too much. But I also don't think that's like a player thing. I don't think that there are a lot of players saying, hey, you know what, I'd rather take tonight off. I think those guys want to play, and I think that teams have gotten smart and teams now care more about winning titles than success in other areas than they ever have. So that's where I think that originates from, and I think the players kind of get unfairly blamed for that at times.
Now, before the show, I found it interesting because I was thinking the same way. Mitch, was it you posed the question about how drama-free this is for the Browns? And the specific question you asked was, is this the most drama-free they've had in a while?
It seemed that way to me, mainly because there were no like major question marks going into camp. I mean, we've had the guys that are injured, they're going to be back here in a couple weeks. Chubb, we weren't sure if he was going to be back, if ever, and now it seems they're getting more confident day by day. And as far as the positions go, it seems like we got a lot of it situated through the draft and a couple of free agent signings over the offseason, so I'm feeling pretty good about it going into camp.
Now, drama-wise, like distraction-wise, I would agree. I don't think there is much to talk about in that way at all. But to say they don't have questions, I mean, I think they do, obviously, at their most important position, their highest paid player, and that would be Deshaun Watson. And I also obviously wonder, especially with that PUP label affixed to Nick Chubb, yeah. I think those are two pretty important positions that you don't exactly know what you're going to get out of either of those guys against the Dallas Cowboys in September.
Well, I think we associate drama with money for the most part, and this team right now does not have financial issues. They don't.
Well, they're the highest paid team in all the NFL.
These guys, they solved the Amari Cooper issue. That's the only one that they have. A lot of the guys have fresh extensions. They're all good. They don't have drama there. But I think that the Nick Chubb thing is some drama. You don't know when your second best player is going to be back on the football field. You don't know that. That's drama. Ken Dorsey's offense, what's that going to look like? To me, that's drama. Your starting quarterback, the most expensive player on this team, just had shoulder surgery this offseason. That's drama to me. Like, I don't think that this is some drama-free training camp. There's a lot to learn here.
Are we going to see the ceremonial throws, or are we going to actually see Deshaun Watson under center, you know, or, you know, in shotgun, taking real snaps, making real throws?
Zip wars are back.
That is true.
I mean,
we've got some drama.
I do think fans are going to say they better see some throws.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,